Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Life's Transformation of Self-Help Production. I am your host, Divina Mina. Let's get this episode started with shifting our mindset with great thoughts, which will draw us into receiving God's revelation and blessings. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. So let us enter into His rest at our own risk. We'll open with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this opportunity that You have given us with opening our eyes and allowing us to be in Your presence once again. Forgive us of our sins and restore Your love, joy, and peace to all who may be feeling as though all hope is lost. Father God, download in me Your will to share with our listeners so that they will be drawn into a relationship with You. Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal all who may be mentally, physically, emotionally, and or financially unstable. Father God, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of the hearts of all our listeners so that they can see who they are to become and walk in their gift this year and also to draw closer in relationship with You. Help them to make preparations for change with what lead to their prosperity, as well as move them into the now and hear Your directions to stay conscious. Help Your listeners to understand that it is according to their faith that the impossible comes possible. Forgive every one of their sins and pour out Your Spirit over and into their lives, causing the eyes of their hearts to be open and active to the hearing of Your voice and in fulfilling Your will, preparing and establishing them to wait with great expectations upon having a prosperous, greater outcome than what they have perceived in their past. Teach every listener Your way of thinking so that everything they say or do will be the manifestations of what Your hopes, dreams, and promises are for their lives through Your will and not of their own. Cause a shift to happen in their perceptions of how they have once thought and bring it into a reality of prosperity through guiding them into living every day in the now, because it is in the now that You are moving. Father God, we thank You in the name of Jesus. Amen. Before we begin this episode, I would like to acknowledge that the music in my background, I haven't any rights to it, but I am using it to filter out the noise in the background of all my episodes. If you're interested in listening to more of this type of music, you can find these artists' music consistently being played on and also God's words of enrichment and empowerment, which are power boosters taught to all listeners around the globe from Al and Hattie Hollingsworth throughout your mornings, your day, your afternoons, and your evenings, and all through the night on the Boss, yes, it's BOSS radio app, which you can download and listen to 24 hours, 7 days a week for your enjoyment, as well as strengthening, and well as for worship, and also for your praise time. So tune into having your spirit blessed and a great experience. Today's episode is titled, Spiritual Attacks Are Stubbornness and a Mindset Needing Reprogramming. Spiritual attacks are real, not just with Christian believers, but if you can see, there is a seriousness of mental health cases everywhere in and outside of the United States. It's not entirely because of drug and alcohol addictions, but of spiritual negligence. To bring clarity to this, you will find that these individuals at some point in time in their lives may have talked with family members and or a clinical psychologist or therapist about some kind of voices in their head, things they're feeling, something that may be touching them, and even seeing visual objects or shadows moving around. And it has been either ignored or thought as something not being normal. In other words, you were thought to be crazy if you were speaking of these things. Well, these people aren't crazy because these things are seen, heard, and moving are in a spiritual realm, which we are unable to see and touch what is causing these happenings. The only reason we're able to know that these things and realms exist is because of what is written in Bible scripture. It's in God's word. Demons are spirited bodies, and so is Satan. He is a person who has taken part in an intelligent dialogue, and you will find it in scripture in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 6 through 12. He's the prince of the power of the air. If you think about it, we're all spirited beings. Spirits in connection to either God and the kingdom of heaven, or Satan and his counterfeit kingdom, which is from the pits of darkness. One thing for sure is that Satan can't be in more than one place and is unable to move around from place to place because he's securely locked away from the world, but has a multitude of henchmen, which are disembodied spirits, to do his will and make it seem as though he is present everywhere, but in reality, he's not. In order for these disembodied spirits to be able to go forward with any activity, it has to have a host. That means as you or me, and it's not going to be me, so you choose. It has to have a host. Just like bacteria and viruses have to have a host to live inside of. All of these types of attacks are the works of the disembodied spirits, which is found in Jude, verse 6, found in Matthew 12, the 24th verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, Mark 5, verses 1 through 20, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3, who are fallen angels assigned with putting a hit out to stop, block, abort, and or kill your purpose. Every hit is to discourage you from fulfilling God's will for your life. The closer you get to your purpose or promise, the greater the attacks. I'm trying to help you understand and teach you the strategies for eliminating these attacks. So we're going to go into the number one reason why we're having these attacks. And it is because you're not giving everything to God. Instead, your focus has been on what you've been used to doing, everything on your own. If you take a good look at the structure of your home environment when growing up, you will see that your parents had a structured plan which resembled your grandparents. This is a trickling down of an unchanged mindset passed on from generation to generation, which has been learned and is the reason for generations now having difficulties with unlearning and reprogramming their minds towards the mind of God. It is a behavior learned which stagnates the growth of Christian believers. What is this behavior? It is a mindset of one trying to fight a battle physically without any comprehension that it is something spiritual. This takes us back to the beginning of this episode when I spoke of an unchanged mind. Everything isn't always fought with physical strength or physical force, because this isn't a physical warring which you could see. If you were paying attention to the conclusion of all of my other episodes, you have a clear understanding of where I'm going with this. Attacks are a sign that your mindset hasn't matured to God's mindset, and or that you've stepped out of alignment with God. Usually it is due to sin or our unbeliefs, which is still sin. Not believing what God says and believing something different, opposite, is sin. Our stubbornness and negative mindset, meaning self, keeps us outside of God's protection. Think of yourself as a target or a bullseye. To show you how intelligent these spiritual beings are, they have already studied and learned about you and are keeping track of every mess up. Every time you sin, they're studying that particular sin to try and throw you back into a cycle of sin, repeated sin, even if you are not learning from your mistakes. The devil and his kingdom henchmen are learning from your mistakes, and that's why he can keep a cycle of sin going in your life. And it's just to make sure you're unable to not get back up from the falls. To cause you to fall over and over and over again till you become hopeless and no longer serving God. See, you're the target. The enemy is a dart for pain and affliction, tormenting, depression. And the more you are unaware of how to stay out of the fiery darts of the enemy's trap, meaning knowing scripture, the further away you will be from the presence of God, meaning your protection. But there is a remedy. Using myself as an example to help you get this remedy. Every time I would feel an attack from the enemy, it caused me to be angry and not knowing it was fueling the attacks even more, because I'd open the portals for spiritual gateway of activities to enter into my life by entertaining or giving attention to the spirit of anger. And the more that I get given into the spirit of anger, because I'm trying to do it myself, the more I would experience even stronger these type of attacks. Although my daughter was coaching me on how to eliminate these attacks, I still didn't fully comprehend what she was teaching me, because in my mindset, all I could think of in those moments were to fight back, and I'm not going to let you get away with it. It took a long time to actually realize that I couldn't fight with physical armor or physical force, but with the full armor of God, because this is a spiritual battle, something not on my own that I can fight. In scripture, we are encouraged with these words: "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And you can find this in Scripture, the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. So, we can see the importance of why we need to put on this armor, which is found in this Scripture. First, observe and study your behavior. Just as the adversary, the devil and his demons, study you. Once you have identified the cycle, speak the word of God to yourself and speak to God about your circumstances for getting your flesh to fully submit to the power and authority of Jesus. In Scripture, it is found that we are to submit ourselves, therefore, to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from us. This is found in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 7. Therefore, we must take and apply the tools which God has given us for our walk to our daily life. Taking and applying his word, are you by abiding in him and his word abiding in you? It takes your focus off or keeps the distraction of something other than God from getting to you. It's your protection or safety net. The very words Jesus has spoken were, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me." This is found in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 4. So, what Jesus is speaking of is that if you're not abiding in him, then you can expect to bear fruit, and also that you cannot do this on your own. That means that you will be left alone. That means unprotected. His is his word which protects us. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This is found in John chapter 15, verse 10. So Jesus is also talking about, in this verse, this is obedience. That means keeping God's commandment. That means doing his will, being obedient to his will, fulfilling whatever it is that he is telling you to do. Because obedience will keep us outside of the protection of God. That is a rebellion against God's word, against the word of God, against God's will. And it is our disobedience which separates us from the love of God and the protection of God. And not only is our disobedience keeping us from that, our disobedience keeps us out of alignment with God. We don't line up with God's will. So therefore, we are treading on thin ice. With our next scripture, we ought to take abiding in him personally and count it all joy, as it has said in Scripture. But not the attacks of the enemy, because it is an attack directed towards God and not us. And that makes it a spiritual battle, which we need God's help in fighting. And keep in mind that which is spiritual physically cannot be won. Abide thou with me, fear not, for he that seeketh my life seeketh thy life, but with me thou shalt be in safeguard. This is found in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 23. So here it is. God is saying that you don't have anything to fear. That means that the scripture he speaks of he has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and love and of a sound mind, meaning that we are not to fear because the enemy is seeking his life. By seeking his life, he seeketh after our life to get to God, to get to him. And the thing is, we have to keep in mind that because we're covered by the blood of Jesus, and we are abiding in the word, and the word is abiding in us, and that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. That means that we are safe. He's reminding us that we shall be in safeguard. We are in his safety net. The only way that you stay in his safety net is you have to be in his will, living his will, abiding in him, and him abiding in you. The word abided in you. Keep this in mind. So, as we are nearing the end of this episode, and I hope you have really, really enjoyed this message, and I pray that you take and apply what is being taught here to your daily life. That means to your walk with Christ and walk holy. That means stay up under the shadow of the wings of our Lord, keeping yourself safe and following his instructions and being able to move forward and move when God is moving. When God say move, don't stay, or you end up being behind, and it causes you to be stagnant in your growth. And if you move ahead of God, it causes you to miss out on the opportunity that God had lined up at that point in time. Even though it may be what it is that you have, the thing is, it causes confusion and a chaos in your life, which the enemy has an opportunity to come in and cause that chaos or wreak havoc over your life. So stay in the now, which is 0 to 5 seconds, once God has revealed to you, giving you a revelation of anything to do. Move when he say move. And when he says not to not move, don't move. Stand still. And so before we close out this episode, I would like to take the opportunity to invite you into a prayer of confession of faith. Could you pray with me? Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins. I believe that you, Jesus, died and rose on the third day just for me. I'm asking you to come into my life and direct my path towards your righteousness. My hopes and dreams are in you. You, Father God, are the source and the only source for making my hopes, dreams, visions, and destiny a reality. It is according to my perceptions of who you are that I may increase. In you, I have my being, and without you, I could do nothing. Father God, I surrender every area of my life to you, now and forever, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So now that you have prayed this prayer of belief in Jesus, you are now saved by his grace. It is only the beginning of what's to be completed. It is necessary that you be water baptized. The water baptism is the outward symbol that you have died to your old self and being brought up into the newness, the mind of Christ. For Christ I live. To die is gain. In the darkness, that is your mission. That is your walk. Or And you must receive the Holy Spirit, which is the completion of our sealed promise from Jesus. It is our engagement ring. It is a promise that is our helper at this time that we may be going through some things in this life. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. And you can find this scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. The Holy Spirit is our only way of escaping and having liberty, freedom, and peace of mind for temporarily living in this world. This world is not our home. Our destiny is heaven bound. Therefore, anything that's here is something temporary. It is not anything, everything that's here is not going to heaven. You cannot take it with you. Today, if you are unsure or struggling about which way to go, now is the time for you to reflect on what your future would look like because of the choices and decisions you make today. This is not a time for turning your back on God, but an opportunity to receive Him while He's near. Looking back makes you not fit for the kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, no man having to put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. This is found in the book of Luke chapter 9, verse 62. You may be wondering when it will be the right time to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, 0 to 5 seconds, the moment you've decided to listen to this message became your appointed time as you were listening in on this podcast episode. Choose ye today whom you will serve. Will it be God or man? Meaning, will you serve and do the will that God has planned for your life, or will you continue to follow in the ways of the world? And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is found in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Reflecting over your life, you may come to a point where it's time for you to rethink and change what you are used to doing. If things haven't turned out to be the way that you've expected, or it seems as though your life has become out of control or chaotic, or the enemy has been wreaking havoc over your life, it means that it is time for you to come out of the compass of fear, doubt, worry, shame, unbelief, and all negativity that you have made a home with. You know that fence of security that you've been holding on to, and step out with trusting God 100%. He has your back. If you choose not to do so, that is one way of choosing defeat over victory. And you are saying that I'm going to keep one foot in heaven and the other in hell, just in case I miss out on my opportunity for God to prosper me. Taking this type of risk could cause you to miss the rapture. This is a double-minded thinking. Remember, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. This is mentioned in Scripture. You are accountable for the choices you make, whether it has been in the past or the present, and you have no one to blame for that choice or decision you have made but yourself. So you have to take accountability for your actions. No one else could do that. Accountability is important with this walk. And don't be deceived by double-mindedness, because this isn't something possible. You either have to choose one or the other. It can't be both. So stop allowing the enemy to feed you his lies. And just in case you didn't know, he is the father of lies. The scriptures say, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. That means he didn't abide in the truth. He abided in evil, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. He's speaking of his own selfishness. This is speaking of his own mindset. For he is a liar and the father of it. This is found in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 44. So you can't serve God and man. And you cannot serve what God is trying to give to you. And at the same time, try to serve evil. Serve the dish of evil. So you will pick or choose one. So it says here, you can't worship two gods at the same time. Loving one God, you'll end up hating the other. Adoration of one feeds contempt for the other. So your adoration for one is what will drive whatever it is away from you being with the other. You can't worship God and money both. This is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 24. But choose wisely, because that day you choose to step back into sin or turn and go the opposite of what God has planned for your life could become the darkest day of your life. And it can cost you more than physical things, which may seem of importance here. But you have to keep in mind, they're all going to pass away. That means it's going to disappear. It's going to wither away like the flowers that you see that dry up and wither away. Or the leaves dry up and wither away. But the greatest of them all, this will be an eternity in heaven. It will cost you. If you're looking for a true reality, so this is I'm bring into your perception, a projection for you to remember. This is what is to come. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. This is found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7. Your body returns to the earth from which it came, and your spirit will be returned to God and your soul. And there will your spirit and soul stand before God, waiting for the judgment for what was done in this life here on earth. Your spirit makes up who you are, not your physical body. If you grasp onto this concept, you will have an understanding of which direction you should go in this life. Don't wait too long before making a decision, because that decision could make your residency permanent in hell. The one place that no one wants to be. Also, remember that your choices define where your destiny lies. And to choose sin is to step out of alignment headed towards death. And it is choosing to die not only physically, mentally, emotionally, but also spiritually. So that means that your whole being is on the line. Give this some careful consideration. Thought. Keep this in mind. Think about this. This is some serious stuff here. You have to really think. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is found in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. If you're finding yourself occasionally or habitually practicing any of these things, number one, sexual immorality, which is any type of sex outside of marriage, and adultery is having any type of sexual relations with others outside of your marriage. And if you're married, mean between a man and a woman, which God designed, your marriage is a covenant or a partnership between you and the one you decided or God has chosen to have you in covenant with. Plus, God honors marriage between a man and woman. Our next one is homosexuality. It falls under sexual immorality. Also, which it is having sexual pleasures and sexual encounters with someone of the same sex. If you are practicing and are living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed, it is a type of shacking up. This is with homosexuality. If you're in a marriage, you have married the same sex, and also with those who are not married, not in the covenant. So fornication, which is a deadly sexual sin against your own body. And if you are desiring to or have already entered into a marriage with the same sex, it is still shacking up, fornication, playing house, living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed. It is a type of shacking up also, and papers of a signed deal with the devil and his kingdom. And moving on to another one, another thing, another nasty habit is gossip. Talking negatively as well as positively about anyone without their consent, or shall we say using someone else's information as conversation starter, and or to belittle or bully that person, etc. So when you are gossiping, you are actually tearing the person down. That's why it is something that is a sin. It doesn't benefit. It doesn't nurture, and it is unpalatable to others who are trying to see the reflection of who Jesus is in you. These are sure signs of demonic spirits riding your back. It's time to break the sin cycle. As I spoke about earlier, how the enemy keeps you going in cycles. I've explained that if you study that part, you will stop the cycle. You know that saying you are what you eat, meaning physically, meditate on the fact that this is not entirely true, because you are spirit, soul, and body. So your body is affected by what you eat and isn't all of you. Therefore, your spirit and soul is affected by what you consume on a daily basis, mentally and emotionally. You will become whatever you give your attention to, meaning that whatever you entertain, its spirit will come to live inside of you. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is found in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Like I have mentioned in previous episodes, that your body is a temporary housing, and that which can't be seen, spirit and soul, is forever or permanent. They're a part of the spiritual world, spiritual realm. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. The choices you make today will have a positive or negative outcome on your purpose, and it changes the blueprint of your destiny. For your New Year's resolution, or any type of resolution you have decided to do midway or at the end of the year, make a declaration to walk in the fullness of God's presence and to renew your mind by receiving a spiritual transplant, meaning having changing the heart of who you are used to being to the spirit of who God is now. When I speak of heart, this isn't a physical heart, but a spiritual heart. Means your spirit. It is the heart of who you are, which makes you who you are. Your new heart is the connection to being ready for the rapture, and you can't leave earth without it, or you will find yourself in a place unwanted or of uncertainty. Just like the commercial. I don't know if you remember the commercial about the American Express card. You can't leave home without it. Can't leave. You can't leave this earth without renewing your mind, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and being water baptized. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." This is found in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5. So you must have these things to complete the equation for going back to your heaven-bound destiny. Receive your transplant today and stay connected to your true destiny. Be prepared to leave and stand, means stay erect, stand firm, and being watchful and in staying connected to the main source, which is God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is found in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. In other words, completing the equation, believing plus water baptism plus receiving the Holy Spirit is the compass which continuously keeps us in position for reaching our heaven-bound destiny. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. This is found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. Jesus is the only connection to eternal life. Your new heart helping you in making the rapture and getting you into heaven. You may be wondering if it really takes all of this to wake up smiling with great joy and knowing you're free. Yes, it does take 100% of your dedication and prayer and participation for establishing your mood every day and being in the presence of God. I promise you will not be disappointed. Our God, our connection to God is through prayer and the Holy Spirit, and through reading God's word, because God's word speaks to you. There are three ways that you hear God's voice. It's through his word, through his prayer, and through obedience. And humans are a spirit housed in a body. Yes, the body you are possessing is a temporary housing, which means it is loaned out to you. It's not yours to do whatever you want. It is yours for the sanctification, the holiness, for the Spirit of God to dwell inside you, to be able to use you as an living example, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Because earth is not your home, and it doesn't make us who we are, but transports us from point A to point B. When we choose to live for God, our spirit connects. It means it lines up with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit guides or instructs us on how to fulfill the plan that God has for our lives. Receiving the Holy Spirit provides wisdom. It becomes your guide, the help in your times of need. It will be a compass for you. When you can't see your way, he is your way for being kept. Your strength and sustainability in times of uncertainty. Your protection, your deliverer. He is the joy He is not only the joy, but He is love, the love that covers all, protects. He is your peace of mind to keep you in perfect peace, help you keep your sanity. And for those of you who believe in Jesus and are living the Christian life, believing and walking a life does you no service if you're walking around without the Holy Spirit residing in you. Without the Holy Spirit, you are just a vessel or a prey without any power, in which the enemy, our adversary, the devil, can attack and wreak havoc over your life. The Holy Spirit is your engagement ring and a down payment of God's promise to you. If you are already saved but haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit or haven't gotten an opportunity to know Jesus on a personal level, this invitation is extended to you. And if you have never gotten to know God on a personal level, or you have not been saved or accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then this invitation is for you also to experience a spectacular celebration and living beyond what you could ever think, dream, or ask. With God is life without limits. Now that you have some clarity about how the Holy Spirit operates and its connection with us, this is your opportunity to receive everything God has predestined for your life. Open up and allow the Holy Spirit to fulfill your lifetime of expectations as promised. On your journey to rediscovering what possibilities could become a reality, you may want to ponder upon building a personal relationship with God. As we are ending this episode, please adventure over to the YouTube channel and listen to a song titled The Invitation by Nicholas and The Old Apple Tree by Shirley Caesar, and the song Cycles by Jonathan Reynolds, and also There Is No Greater God by the Georgia Mass Choir, to get a reflection of how it will be when you stand before God and His extended love for you, when you decide to return from the backslidden state of mind and into receiving God as your protector, and to become more aware of the sin cycle which Satan and his demons wreak havoc over your life, and freeing yourself of it. Also, could you have the heart to share these episodes with your friends and family? All you have to do is direct them to the Anchor.fm app, to Spotify, to Apple Podcasts, to Breaker Podcast, to Pocket Cast, to Overcast, to Google Podcasts, and all platforms which this podcast and its episodes are on. Download, register to listen. You or they are desiring to listen to more of these episodes, please don't hesitate to click on the favorite, follow, and or subscribe buttons located within the app. You will receive notifications of new published episodes. Also, I want you to know that I greatly appreciate each and every one of you, your children, your child, listening and participation in all of the episodes that are presented here that are to come. And to all of my first time and continuous listeners, may your 2023 continue to be sun-kissed with the favor of God over your life, wonderful, blessed, prosperous, victorious, and full of God's presence working through you. This concludes our episode. Thank you for listening. Your host, Wilhelmina. Have a blessed, prosperous, and productive day, morning, evening, afternoon, and night. Peace out.